So, how should you be looking after yourself during the exam period? Well, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm a biology teacher who vividly remembers what it's like to do exams, and I remember how much I didn't look after myself during my own finals, and I never want to feel that lousy again. So, it's really important, even though I know you're all burning the midnight oil at the moment, to get a good night's sleep. If you can't get it in the days before the exams, then at least make sure you get at least 6 to 7 hours sleep the night before the exam itself. And if you struggle to get to sleep because your brain is full and your brains are probably all full at the moment, then a technique that I've found that works is to just lie there in the dark with your eyes closed and count backwards from 500 in threes. Okay, so you start off with 500, then 497, then 494, and so on. Doing that straightforward sum actually works better to rid your mind of all the things you're thinking about than counting sheep or many of the other relaxation techniques. Hopefully that will work for you too. If it doesn't, you might find another technique that works. The important thing is that you're able to get to sleep. Set your alarm a little bit earlier. Leave for college or school a little bit earlier. Make sure that you have allowed for the possibility there could be a major accident or an incident on your way in, and try to ensure that it doesn't affect you as much. It's better to be a little bit early than to be a little bit late. When you're preparing for the exams, try to eat a healthy, balanced diet. Now, I know you've probably had everyone telling you that, from parents to friends and so on. I'm not a big fan of the, oh, if you eat lots of B vitamins, then you'll be brainy. If you eat omega-3 fish oils, you'll be brainy, you'll have a better memory. I certainly don't think that things like ginseng and ginkgo and all of that stuff actually improves your memory at all. I think doing active things with the knowledge as you're revising it is what's going to improve your memory. That being said, if you get comfort out of eating a particular food, don't give it up. I would try to get as many fruit and vegetables as I can, mostly because you're going to be putting yourself under a great deal of pressure for the next month and a half. And if you are letting yourself get physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted, you are going to be more susceptible to picking up infections. And if you pick up a cold or a little bit of a sort of a summer flu that's going around, you're not going to be feeling great. You won't be at your best. So try and keep your body as healthy as possible during the exams. You can collapse afterwards. I would also try to cut down on the caffeine, mostly because I didn't. I took Pro Plus till it was coming out of my ears, and I suffered from palpitations. I had anxiety attacks, which probably weren't helped by the sheer quantity of caffeine that I consumed. So even though I sit in the classrooms and the labs and I drink very strong coffee, do as I say, not as I do. Okay, remember I've got my A levels, you've still got that ahead of you. So try and cut down on the caffeine. If you're of an age, or even if you're not of an age, to drink alcohol, I would seriously give that up for the exams. At this point, I would suggest that it is a very bad idea for you to try and give up smoking. So if you smoke, don't give up now, okay? You're going to be grouchy, you're going to have a headache, you're going to find it difficult to concentrate if you're craving the cigarettes having just given up. So keep on with that and make yourself a resolution to give up after the exams are over, okay?